here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 10th of September, 2014. It's the birthday of the poet H.D. Hilda Doolittle, born Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, 1886. And it's the birthday of the novelist Hannah Webster Foster, born Salisbury, Massachusetts, in 1758, author of an epistolary novel called The Coquette, or The History of Eliza Wharton, came out in 1797. It was a huge success, one of the best-selling novels of 18th-century America, and it was based heavily on the true story of Elizabeth Whitman, a beautiful minister's daughter from a well-known family who became pregnant out of wedlock and died after giving birth to a stillborn child at a roadside tavern. The man who supposedly impregnated her was Pierpont Edwards, the son of the famous preacher and theologian Jonathan Edwards, who started the Great Awakening movement, delivered the famous sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God. It was a great piece of gossip all across New England, and Hannah Webster Foster capitalized on the gossip by turning it into a novel. It's the birthday of the original Rin Tin Tin, the German shepherd dog born in Lorraine, France, 1918, who starred in 23 movies for Warner Brothers, starting with Where the North Begins in 1923. And also starred in a radio program, The Wonder Dog, in which he did his own barking and did other sound effects. It's the birthday of the poet Mary Oliver, born Maple Heights, Ohio, 1935, dropped out of college when she was just a teenager, made a pilgrimage to Edna St. Vincent Millay's estate, upstate New York. Millay had been dead for several years, but her sister Norma still lived there. Norma and Mary Oliver hit it off, and Mary Oliver lived on the estate for several years, and it was there that she met Molly Malone Cook, who'd come to pay a visit to Millay. Oliver and Cook fell in love. They moved to Provincetown, Massachusetts. Cook became Oliver's literary agent, and sometimes she impersonated Mary Oliver for phone interviews because she hated talking to the press. They were together for more than 40 years, and after Cook died in 2005, Mary Oliver published Thirst, a collection of poems about her grief. Here's a poem for today by Peter Sears, Night Fishing. The water is a glaze like loneliness at ease with itself. I cast and close my eyes for the whir out across the water, the line striking the surface and sinking. I like waiting for it to settle on the bottom, then jig it up a little. I imagine the lure in utter dark. I play it lightly, fish rise. Just shy of the surface, they play their glints off the moon on the water. I see, too, my own loneliness. It's not too big, and it breathes easily. Soon it may pretend it's rain. Rain blurs the water. There is nothing wrong with rain. I take a deep breath and cast and cast. Night Fishing by Peter Sears, from Small Talk, published by Lynx House Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.